would have stayed. You took the fun when you didn't say a thing. Oh, I think we could have played. I think we could have played. Talk to me about what I did and why the rain came down. But if you do not utter a sound, I guess we let it drown. I guess we let it drown. I get the reason why you up and went away, but I wished you would have stayed. You took the fun when you didn't say a thing. Oh, I think we could have played. I think we could have played. Come to you, I say my words the way I always try. But if you never say anything, I guess we let it lie. I guess we let it lie. I get the reason why you up and went away, but I wished you would have stayed. You took the fun when you didn't say a thing. But I think we could have played. I think we could have played. Oh, I get the reason why you up and went away. But I wished you would have stayed. You took the fun when you didn't say a thing. Oh, I think we could have played. I think we could have played.
That's Jeff Varga from a brand new release from him. One More Hour is the name of the disc. No, check that. He's got two new CDs out, and Jeff Varga is here in the studio with us right now. Welcome Jeff Varga to Laying Down Tracks and WRUW. And thank you very much for coming down here.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right. And what are the titles of your new CDs? And maybe you could explain why you're releasing two new ones at once.
I'd love to. One is called One More Hour, and the other CD is entitled Leftovers from Tomorrow. I had a bunch of songs all ready to go, and I was doing my home recording, and I was, doing like a pre-production thing. And it turned out a friend of mine, Jim Johnson, started his own studio called Foxfire Studios in Grafton, Ohio. And he asked if I had any songs I wanted to record. And I said, well, yeah, I got quite a bit, And he said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't you come in? We'll see what we can do. I'm getting this stuff up and ready, see how it's going to go. So long story short was the original title of the album was going to be called Leftovers from Tomorrow, because my wife and I, we had that same discussion every night at 4 or 5 o'clock, and go, so what do you want for dinner? And she said, Leftovers from Tomorrow. And we laughed, and we said, we're not sure exactly what that is, So... So I said, well, that's going to be the title of the album. And as I was recording at Jim's, turned out that he was getting really into the production of all these songs. And I'm a more kind of an organic kind of sounding guy. But he started to get into it. And there was a song I'd been playing in front of people called One More Hour. And they really, really liked it. I mean, I got some great response from that song while playing live. So I changed the title of the album, One More Hour, and Jim and I did like 9 songs, recorded them together, and it's nicely fully produced. And then I thought, well, what am I going to do with all these other songs? I said, well, there's the Leftovers from Tomorrow. And I did a very organic recording at home with an Ear Trumpet Labs microphone. I don't know if you've seen, you're aware of the Milk Carton Kids, I'm sure. And the Milk Carton Kids did a whole show at Austin City Limits with just this one microphone in between them. So I looked it up, saw what, because I thought it was a different microphone from a different company. Turned out I found out these guys use this brand new company, just started. I ordered one. It's very affordable. I ordered it, recorded the second album, Leftovers, just with that microphone, us standing around it and playing.
And this was at your home?
That was at my home studio. Yeah.
So both albums were recorded at your home studio?
No. The One More Hour was recorded at Foxfire Studios in Grafton.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's where we brought in other people to play bass and sing and background, stuff. And so it's a fully produced, big time, kind of bigger sound kind of thing,
All right. Yeah. And at your home studio, do you have to move your dresser out of the way to roll in your amps, or do you have a separate studio set up with mattresses against the wall for baffles?
Actually, we have those moving things hanging up off the walls. Yeah, those moving blankets.
Okay.
And I have a very dirty office there that my wife is threatening to clean. And we probably should do it. But anyway, it's a garage band, recording situation. And I just, I like playing around in the studio. I'm not real crazy about recording, but, I think I'm getting a little better at it, but, it's a fun thing.
You still live in the Cleveland area, right?
I do. I live in Brooklyn now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We're talking with Jeff Varga, who is releasing two brand new CDs, and you're having a CD release party. You're having two CD release parties. It's like the same show both nights, Friday and Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, at the Stocker Arts Center, which is on North Abbey Road in Elyria.
Yes.
And 440-366-4040. And your website address is jeffvarga.com. And your CD release parties start at 8 o'clock tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Stocker Arts Center out west in Elyria. Right. And Jeff Varga, why don't you perform a song for us of your choosing?
I would love to. This one's from the One More Hour album. It's called A Little More Wine. And a lot of the winos I play to at some clubs seem to like this song. It will be featured at the show, I hope you like it. I walk down the street on the avenue, and I was thinking about nothing but you. It was cold and raining, didn't understand why you weren't here, just holding my hand. And I was thinking, just thinking about you. Oh, come on, baby, let me love you. Woo-hoo. One more time. Not a day goes by, I don't think of you. Come on, lover, let's see it through. I don't know the reason, I don't know the cause. I just know you forgive my flaws. Oh, honey, doing the best that I can. I said, please reach out now. Give me your hand. Woo-hoo. Look out. I
there ain't nothing I can't say. Tomorrow's gonna be just another day. You know, honey, I'll give you my love. I'll give you everything. Take hold of. Oh, honey, love me just a little more time. You and me, baby, and a little more wine. I said, now come on, honey, love me just a little more time. Oh, you and me, baby, and a little more wine. I said, you and me, honey, and a little more wine. Uh-huh. A little more wine. A little more wine.
Here we go.
That's Jeff Varga. He's in the studio here live on Laying Down Tracks. And Jeff Varga, tomorrow and Saturday, he is holding a CD release party for two.
Oh, release concert.
A release concert.
Yeah, it's not a party.
It's not a party. No, it's not a party. No, it's a concert.
It's a concert.
All
right.
Yeah. Okay.
It is in a theater at Stockard Arts Center, the Sirigliano Theater. Holds about 150 people. It's just a beautiful space, a nice intimate atmosphere, and it's, so we're going to present, the songs to everybody, and the CDs will be there, and, you know, merchandise and all that stuff. But yeah, I wanted to make that distinction. It's not like a, you know, we're sitting at a bar somewhere having a, you know, drinks, and this is a real show, and
okay,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I wonder,
it's not a party, it's a concert.
Yeah,
there is a difference, yes. But whatever it is, it's happening, there's two versions of this event happening tomorrow and Saturday at the Stockard Arts Center, which is in Elyria on, Abbey Road is how
right.
That's pronounced.
It's connected right to
ABBE.
Yeah. It's right connected to Lorain County Community College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right
all
there.
Right.
LCCCCCC.
Yes, okay. Very good. And how did you happen to pick the Stockard Arts Center, Jeff Varga, to have your release concert?
That's a great question, because I was talking with other clubs to do it at. But that seems to be what everyone does. They go to a club and you just stand around and you play the CD and you drink and whatever. That's fine. But then the Stockard Arts Center, they do a thing every fall called the Studio Sessions. And they reach out to local and regional artists to come out and play. They happen to reach out to me to do a weekend out there. And I thought, well, this would be a great... Because the album has been done since, my Lord, it's been months it's been done. But I thought this would be a great way to introduce it to the folks and have a concert, do a show. I've got some great musicians playing with me. Mike Crishon on piano, a young lady, Grace McDougall, who is a phenomenal fiddle player, and the producer from the album, Jim Johnson, plays guitar and bass and singing backup with me. So the four of us will present the songs in this intimate atmosphere, and that's how it kind of came about. You know, it just happened, you know, it worked out that way nicely. Yeah.
Okay. And so these two CD release concerts, they're happening tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and also Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Stockard Arts Center out there in Elyria, WRUW.org. And Jeff Varga, tell us a little more about your two CDs that you are releasing, and then go on ahead and play another song off one or two of these discs.
Sure. I mean, you know, the second album, Leftovers from Tomorrow, it's very organic, very earthy, singer-songwriter stuff that I do. It's just I had extra songs. I had a lot of extra songs. So I thought, well, some of them were almost done. So I thought, well, why not do them? And that's, you know, pretty much how it came about, came to fruition. And, excuse me, lucky enough to get a chance to do them at this wonderful place, you know, out there at Lorain County Community College, Stocker Arts Center. It's just a beautiful place. It's just, it's set up, it's really expansive. It's bigger than I thought it was. They have two different theaters there, but, you know, I mean, the musicians I'm playing with are very accomplished. I've been working with the piano player Mike Crishone for about, probably 12, 14 years now, I think. Yeah. And young Grace McDougall, who's the violinist, she's 22 years old, just graduated from Denison University in her performance in violin and viola. And Jim Johnson's been to the local music scene. He played in a band called, they were called Foxfire, and then he was in a band called Lost Children. And Lost Children just did basically any gig they played, they made money for missing kids and situations like that. So, but all experienced really good. We had rehearsal dinner the other night, and it flew by. It went so well. So we're hoping that we can pull it off as good as we did in the living room, you know, so.
Okay, and how you were explaining how you've played with some of these folks for a while, but you met the young lady from Denison. How did you meet up with these musicians and bring them on board for your projects?
Yeah, well, I met Mike when I was playing with another piano player, and we had booked a whole summer of gigs, and all of a sudden he called me up one day and said, "I can't do this anymore," and I said, "But we have this whole bunch of gigs booked. You know, what do we, you guys, I'll stay with you until you can find somebody." And so I went to my good friend who's in the business too, and I called him and I says, "I just lost my piano player. You know, who do you know?" And he goes, "Well, this guy Mike just got off the road with Sonny Geraci." And so I said, "Well, is he any good?" And he goes, "Yeah, he's really good."
Sonny Geraci was the guy in Climax,
yep,
and also the Outsiders.
Outsiders, right.
Time Won't Let Me.
Time Won't Let
Me,
exactly, and Precious and Few. And Mike and I have never had a day of rehearsal. I mean, he walked into the gig that night on a Friday.
So you
night.
Had a keyboard player named Mike, and you switched him out for another keyboard player named Mike.
Okay,
the same guy.
No. I won't give you the other. I won't let the other guy's name out.
So, okay, I get it. Okay.
Anyway, Mike Crishone came in on the Friday night and said, "What do you want to play?" And I said, "Well, I got a list here." And he goes, "No, just play it. I'll be there." And I think we opened up that night with Here Comes the Sun. And he played it along with me just like as if we'd been playing it for 10 years. And I'll come into gigs sometimes. I'll bring in a new original, like Little More Wine. First time he heard it was at a gig, and he just fell right into it. He's just excellent.
All right.
And the young lady, I met her, oddly enough, she works at a club where I play on Sundays. I play it around the corner in Lakewood on Sunday nights, and she happened to be a waitress there. And
Grace McDougall is
right.
Her name.
Right. And she said, "Well, I play violin." And I said, "Well, you any good?" And she just looked at me and went, "You'll see." And so she brought her fiddle one night, and the same thing. She just, you know,
Now, does she play the fiddle or the violin? There's a difference.
There's a great question.
The way you tell the difference is whether she wears her cap with the bill facing outward or the bill facing behind Alomar.
No, well, that's, I tell you what, on some songs.
If she wears the hat with the bill facing backwards like Sandy Alomar, she plays the fiddle. She wears it playing frontwards, she plays the violin.
Never heard that before, Jim. Never heard that before. it depends on the song.
Okay.
I opened up once for a Minnie Pearl, I was a five-piece country band when I lived in New York, and um, we She said she wanted to meet all the people in the band. So we said, okay. And, you know, I said, hi, I'm Jeff. I play guitar and sing. And the girl was D, and she played bass and sang, and got to the fiddle player. And he said, I play, my name's Bill, and I play violin. And she goes, honey, tonight you play fiddle. He goes, well, no, I play violin. She goes, sweetheart, I understand that, but tonight you are playing fiddle. It was like, you know, so that's the only difference I've ever gotten, and it was Minnie Pearl, so I went along with it.
Yes, we will defer to Minnie Pearl. Yeah. And we're talking with Jeff Varga. Two new CDs he has out, and the CD release concerts are tomorrow and Saturday, both nights at the Stocker Arts Center in Elyria, jeffvarga.com for more information. And Jeff, why don't you do another song for us?
I would love to. I'm going to do the title cut.
Which title cut? There's two of them.
I know. Well, one more hour. And what I want you to do then, if you want to, then, is on the end of that album, we have an alternate version that we came up with that Jim Johnson produced, and it, a lot of people are having trouble deciding which one they like better, but this was the original version of One More Hour, and it goes like this.
One more hour left in the day. One more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour starts the morning dew. I thought about your love, I thought about your kiss, thought about your loving, your warm caress. It never gets old, it never gets tired, it only gets stronger, this burning desire. One more hour left in the day. One more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour starts the morning dew. And I had a dream that I was alone. I had a dream, shook me to the bone. So if you were not here, if you went away, I would never make another day. One more hour left in the day. One more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour comes the morning dew. One more hour, I love only you.
That's Jeff Varga. You have a very pretty and powerful voice.
Thanks.
And the song that Jeff Varga just did for us right here across from us in the studio is called One More Hour, which is the title track from one of his two new CDs. But you also want to hear an alternative version of One More Hour, which is like a bonus track.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So we will play that now.
Oh,
and how is this alternative from the one you just played live and the one that's on the disc.
Yeah, I walked in the studio one day where Jim and I were getting set to record, and he goes,
Jim Johnson.
Yeah, Jim Johnson, the producer, guitarist, vocalist, bass player. He said, I was fooling around with this. Check this out. And he played me just like, he just did one verse. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was,
right. He added fuzz tones to it.
Oh,
this is a country show, you know.
You could boot scoot and boogie to this one. So
okay. All right. Then let's, get the line dance together over there. Ladies and gentlemen, put on your cowboy hats, find a partner. Here's Jeff Varga doing the alternative version of One More Hour in the studio. Is Jeff Varga with the alternative version of One More Hour, the title track from one of his two new CDs, which he will be unveiling tomorrow and Saturday night. 8 o'clock show times for both events at the Stalker Arts Center in Elyria. And Jeff Varga, how do you come up with these songs? Do you sit down and write, or do they come to you while you're driving down the highway?
All of the above.
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll help if I turned on your microphone, Jeff.
I'll just yell loud.
Yes, yell real loud.
It. You know, I always get asked that question: what comes first, the music or the words or the, you know, the idea? And I mean, the song "One More Hour" is a great example. I looked at the clock one night, and it was 11. And I said, "Wow, there's one more hour left in the day," and that just triggered the whole thing of, you know, of writing a song called "One More Hour." The song Little More Wine came from, in fact, I was reading a book, a biography on Guy Clark. And, they talked about at that time they were all in Austin and, you know, him and Townes Van Zandt and Steve Earle and Rodney Crowell and Jerry Jeff Walker. They all be sitting around drinking a big jug of wine. And, they, you know, came up with these songs, and they would critique each other's songs and, you know, make them better and make, and, so I thought, that started rattling around in my head. So, like the one we talked about, it's a song I wrote while I lived in New York City. I moved there, and that was during the urban cowboy craze in the latter 70s. And they were, you know, I mean, we were playing Waylon and Willie stuff, and we were backing up these guys from like Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama. And so I started writing some songs for some people and things, and I wrote this one song called Cowboy in the City, and that came from just feeling like I was a fish out of water, you know, living in New York City. And, you know, I just moved there right after high school, and, you know, it was one of those deals, you know, where that just kind of came up, you know. I'll do that. Let me do that
song. Go on ahead and do that song for us. And Cowboy in the City is off of, not the two new ones, but a previous one entitled
Looking Out My Window.
Looking Out My Window.
Yeah.
He sits in his one-room apartment, dreaming of his old home. He gazes at the big city. I know why he feels all alone. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home. With snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, a girl he once had known. Now he walks on concrete instead of grass, dreaming of the Ohio hills, where he once ran as a young lad, and he wonders why he ain't there still. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home. Snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, a girl he once had known. Now he takes the trains that go underground. They ain't exactly the B&O. They take him to his destination that he wishes was Ohio. He's a cowboy in the city, dreaming of his old home, with snow-capped trees, warm-colored skies, and a girl he once had known. Now the time has come for me to tell you, I am that lonesome one, but I'm just happy living, yeah, to see the mornings rise in the sun. I'm a cowboy in the city, I'm dreaming of my own. and a girl who once was my own. With cool blowing winds and my old friend, and a girl who once was my own.
Very nice, Jeff Varga, who has two CD release concerts coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the evening and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Stocker Arts Center. And Jeff Varga, jeffvarga.com. We are almost out of time. Do you have a short ditty that you can do for us as we segue into the Studio A-Rama preview, a special edition of the Live from Cleveland show, which starts in 2 minutes from now? Do you have a short
I'll do a real
song?
Short one. And also I want to let everybody know, too, that some of the proceeds of the concerts on the next two nights will also benefit the Sanctuary for Senior Dogs, a great organization that rescues older dogs and gets them homes and forever homes and that kind of stuff. Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Jeff Varga, live at WRUW.
Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how wide, you just gotta get to the other side. I'm gonna give it up, I'm gonna let it go. It'll all be okay wherever you go. That's a very good evening. Got a very good news. It can be the way that you choose. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how wide, you just gotta get to the other side. Good fortune comes, good fortune goes. You gotta find love wherever you go. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how wide, you just gotta get to side.
Thank you very much, Jeff Varga. JeffVarga.com. Tomorrow, releasing two new CDs at the Stocker Arts Center in Elyria. JeffVarga.com.